Fibber McGee and Molly return to the Johnson Wax Program. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat are happy to present the first show in the new fall series, starring Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly, with Donald Novis, Bill Thompson, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Don't Ever Leave Me. Time to live indoors. So, madam, what about your floors? I wish you'd glance down at them right now. Do the sections of your wood floors around the doorway and between the rugs look a little dull and shabby? If so, you'd better give them a bright protective coat of genuine Johnson's Wax before the finish is ruined. Johnson's Wax, you know, spreads a tough, resilient shield of pure wax over the surface. You walk on this invisible wax shield, so the floor is protected from scars and wear. Johnson's Wax takes all the punishment of scuffing, scraping shoes, saves the floor from dirt and wear. The surface grows more beautiful, takes on a more lustrous, satiny sheen with each application. And remember, Johnson's Wax beautifies and protects furniture, woodwork, Venetian blinds, paper and parchment lamp shades, enamel refrigerators, and 100 other articles in your home. For more than 50 years, Johnson's Wax, paste or liquid, has been unapproached by anything on the market for preserving and beautifying the things you prize most. Is all dressed up. The storefronts are covered with flags and bunting. There are streamers on every automobile and gay banners flying all over town. And why? Because yesterday was Labor Day. But today is working day. And home from their vacation, bounding with energy, bursting with health, and bristling with out-of-focus snapshots, we find the Squire of 79 Wistful Vista and his lady, Fibber McGee and Molly.
It's nice to be home again among the old familiar faces, isn't it, McGee?
I'll say so. I bet there ain't a familiar program on the air that's got any older faces than this one. How you been, Harlow?
Oh, just great. Did you have a good time on your vacation?
Oh, we certainly did.
Yeah, we did. Incidentally, Harlow, we brung back a lot of fish, so if you ain't doing anything tonight, we'd like to have you come over. We're giving a fish dinner.
Well, I'll be delighted. I suppose the invitation includes Mrs. Wilcox.
Oh, sure. And how is your mother?
I didn't mean my mother. I meant my wife.
Your wife?
Why, didn't you know? I got married this summer.
Oh, well, heavenly days.
Yes, they certainly are.
Well, congratulations, Harlow.
Oh, do bring her over, Mr. Wilcox. I'd love to meet her. What's her name?
Tootsie Pie.
Oh.
She calls me Cuddles.
Oh. Isn't that sweet?
Sweet? Why, that's disgusting.
Why, it's nothing of the kind. I suppose you don't remember when we were first married, and you called me Sugar Bun. And I called you Taffy Snook.
That's a different matter entirely. There's something dignified about Taffy Snook. But Cuddles.
Say, you didn't have much time for a honeymoon, did you, Mr. Wilcox? Announcing the summer show every week?
Oh, no, but that was all right. I really enjoyed working on that show. This Alec Templeton's a great guy. Born comedian, wonderful to work with, marvelous personality, a musical genius. Did you hear any of the shows?
Yes, we thought they were wonderful, didn't we, McGee?
Oh, they were all right. If you like piano playing week after week. Personally, I go... Where are you going, Harlow?
I gotta make a phone call. I'll see you later, folks.
Can you imagine a confirmed bachelor like him getting married?
It's going to be an awful blow to 5 million housewives when they realize their doorbell dream boy has polished himself off.
Say, speaking of housewives, McGee, I better get busy and unpack. And those fish. I've got to put them in the icebox.
Oh, I done that long ago, Molly.
Well, how about that bundle of soiled clothes? Did you send them to the laundry?
Yep, I took care of everything. Uh-oh.
Come in.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. Come to collect the milk bill. $8.43.
Oh, no, you don't. We've been gone away for 9 weeks, and we left word not to bring any milk while we were gone.
Hey!
She says we left a note in the milk bottle for you the day we left, old-timer.
I know we did, Johnny, but I couldn't get it out. Fingers weren't long enough.
Well, my fingers ain't long enough to get $8.43 out of my pocket either.
That's pretty good, Johnny, but that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, says... According to the style experts, the wasp-waisted corset is having a comeback. Is that so, says t'other fella. Up till now, women's fashions have been pretty comfortable, ain't they? Yep, says the first fella. But now they're going to take an awful lacing from now on. The sailors like pancakes?
Well, I suppose they do. Why?
I just wondered, daughter. You got enough sour milk on your back porch to make flapjacks for the Navy.
Flapjacks for the Navy.
Say, what are we going to do with all that milk?
Oh, that's easy, Molly. I was going to whitewash the cellar anyway.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of a rumpus room for every cat in the neighborhood.
Well, Chuck, what's the...
Come in. Oh, it's the little girl from next door, McGee.
Oh, I haven't seen her for a long time. Hello there, sis.
Hi.
Gee, you're getting to be a pretty big girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're getting real grown up. You'll soon be too big to play with the dolls, won't you?
I bet you I want to bet you.
Oh, yes, you will. People outgrow them things.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, no, they don't. My papa still plays with dolls, and every time he does, you ought to hear my mama pin his ears back.
She does, eh? Well, tell me more about it, sis.
Now, McGee, quit snooping. It's none of your business.
Well, the law of gravity was none of Newton's business either, but he had a lot of fun finding out about it.
Well, you're not Newton.
No, but you'll admit there's a certain amount of gravity in the situation. Ain't I right, sis? Now, you better run along and play now, sis. We got guests coming for dinner. We're pretty busy.
Hey, mister, you know what?
No, what?
Hmm?
Oh, now listen, sis.
There were burglars in your house while you were gone, I bet you.
What?
Burglars, heavenly days.
What do you mean, burglars, sis? How do you know?
I heard the big kids talking about it.
Well, did you hear the kids say what the burglars took, sis?
Sure.
Well, what?
Hmm?
Oh, no. Come on, have a heart, sis. Tell me about it. What'd they get?
Nothing, I bet you.
What? They didn't take anything?
No. No. The burglars came in and looked around and felt so sorry for you, they left $5 in a basket of groceries. Well, I gotta go now. Bye.
In a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney pot, that's where you're far. why, then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
That was Over the Rainbow, sung by Donald Novus. And we're very glad to have you back with us this season, Donald.
Thanks, Fibber. Where did you and Molly go on your vacation?
Oh, fishing, mostly.
Yes, we took quite a trip out through the West, Mr. Novus.
Yeah, brought back a lot of souvenirs, too, Don. Pine combs from the Redwoods.
Indian blankets from Santa Fe. Mineral rocks from Nevada.
Petrified bellboy from Arizona.
If he had a pitcher in his hand, he was probably left there from the Ice Age.
Hi, bud.
Listen, Mr. Novus, we brought back a lot of fish from our vacation. Can you come to dinner tonight?
Sure, come on, Don, and come early so you can see the pictures before... See the fish, I mean, before we cook them.
you won't ask me to sing, will you?
Oh, well, no.
Oh, I'm afraid I wouldn't promise that, Mr. Novus.
Okay, I'll come.
Say, McGee, will you serve or shall we make it just a buffoon supper?
Oh, I'll serve. I can handle it all right. In fact, I was just reading about the best way to take the backbone out of a fish.
How?
Tell him there's a lot of sharks in the vicinity. Don't you get it, Molly? I said...
Ain't that... funny, McGee.
Okay. I read it with faded red.
Come in.
Mr. McGee?
You betcha, bud.
I'm making inquiries for the trotter pole.
Oh, the trotter pole?
Yes. It's like the gallop pole, only slower.
What kind of information are you looking for, Bud?
Well, we're compiling information for the manufacturers of Big Drip Coffee.
Okay, Drip, go ahead with the question.
Very well. I have only one question to ask.
Uh-huh.
Question. We don't use any other coffee but Big Drip. Mm-hmm. Answer, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Wait till I write that down. Mm-hmm. No, we don't use any other coffee but Big Drip. By George, I think this poll is coming out 100%. Thank you, friend. Good day.
Big Drip. What is we talking about, Molly? Oh, yeah, inviting Billy Mills to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you think we got enough fish to invite the band, too?
Yes, enough fish, but not enough pork. Come in.
Ah, there. Good day, my dear. Good day.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Boomer?
And good day to you, Puzzle Puss.
Hi, Boomer.
Understand you just got back from a vacation trip with hundreds of snapshots.
So what?
Simply this, Flash Bulb. I've been appointed by the Wistful Vista Gazette to judge their annual amateur photographers contest. First prize, $1,000.
Oh, boy.
Of course, if you win, I think it can be arranged. I expect a slight financial token of your appreciation.
Well, now, we wouldn't want to win unless it was honest.
Oh, yes. Very quaint. Just an old-fashioned girl, aren't you?
How do I get in this contest, Boomer?
Oh, very simple, my boy, very simple. Have an entry blank right here. Now, where did I put that entry blank? Entry blank, entry blank.
Oh, dear, oh,
dear. Here it is. Oh, no, that's a pawn ticket. Belongs to a friend of mine. Poor Joe, always behind the three ball. Yes, indeed. Here's a bicycle clip, handy item. Keeps you from getting your trousers caught on a windowsill. Ah, gold charm bracelet. She jingled when she had it, and I had to get her jingled again to get it.
Come on, Boomer, the entry blank.
Ah, yes, the entry blank. Have it right here somewhere. Ah, here it is. No, that isn't it either. It's a letter from my baby sister. Unfortunate girl.
Oh.
She fell off a bar stool and broke her parole. Bunch of automobile keys. I've been working my way through a parking lot. Calling card. Who's this? Oh, yes. President of the Sacramento Soda Straw Corporation. Oscar W. Sipp. One of the best names on my sucker list. Half a monocle for an Englishman who squints, and a check for a short beer. Well, 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 imagine that. No entry blind.
What? No entry?
No entry.
How about an exit?
Certainly.
Now, about giving Billy Mills an invitation to dinner, Molly, I'm sure he'd like...
Say, folks, do you mind if I use your telephone?
Why, no, Harlow. Go right ahead.
Okay,
sure,
thanks.
Sure. Right.
Hello, operator. Give me Sunset 203-509. Hello, Tootsie Pie. This is Cuddles. What? I sure do, baby. Do you? Will you always? Oh, of course I do. More than ever.
Don't be surprised, Molly, if I run out quick. I think I'm going to be sick.
Bye, dear.
What'd you say, Tootsie Pie? Why, of course Daddy's big girl can help Daddy. You want to what? Clean and wax the car. Well, all right. Now, here's all you have to do. Just get that can of Johnson's Carnew off the shelf in the garage. That's right, Carnew. You heard Daddy announce it on the radio. That's right.
McGee, stop twitching.
Now, listen, honey lamb, you understand I wouldn't let you do this if it wasn't so simple and easy. All you have to do is just apply the Carnew over the clean surface of the car. Let it dry to a white powder and then rub it off with a soft cloth. And there, right before your lovely eyes, is a nice gleaming automobile cleaned and wax polished in one operation to surprise Cuddles with when he comes home. And won't he be proud of his car and his little Tootsie Pie, too? What, baby? Yeah, I'll be home in just an itty-bitty while.
Oh, sure.
Goodbye.
Hey,
Harlow.
Yeah?
You seen your doctor lately?
Why, yes, why?
I just wondered, did he notice that trace of sugar in your voice?
Don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, that's all right. You should have heard us talk the first few weeks we were married. Were we silly?
Say now, if all men would talk to their wives like Mr. Wilcox does, this would be a much happier world, dearie. Mm,
you're right, Sugar Bun. A much sappier world. Say, I ain't asked Billy Mills to dinner yet. Hey, Billy, come here a minute.
Hello, kid. Glad to see you back. Have a nice vacation?
Oh, just grand, Mr. Mills.
How's everything been with you, Billy?
Oh, all right. Been a very nice summer.
Say, Billy, we brung back a mess of trout from our vacation. We're having them for dinner tonight. Can you come over? And before dinner, you can look at the swell snapshots I took this summer.
Sure. That's all right. I'll come anyway. I love trout.
Oh, you do, eh? You a fisherman yourself, Billy?
Sure I am. I used to be casting director for a trout hatchery up in Michigan.
The Flint Flash, huh? What's your favorite bait?
Well, I used to start out in the morning with about 22 flies in my hat.
Heavenly days, didn't they drive you crazy?
Listen, Billy, maybe we better take up this Isaac Walton stuff some other time.
Okay. In the meantime, how would you like to hear my special arrangement of back-to-back?
Oh, we'd love to, Mr. Mills. But now, if this Mr. Walton is a friend of yours, why don't you bring him with you tonight?
Play, Billy.
Thank you.
going strong, Billy. Folks, that was Billy Mills playing his own brilliant arrangement of Back-to-Back, which is probably one...
Well, for scrim's sake, hello, Fizzer. Hello, Cupy. Welcome home from wherever you've been.
Well, how do you do, Mr. DePopulos?
Hi, Nick. I'm glad to see you. Did you take a vacation yourself?
Oh, smertingly.
Uh-huh.
My doctor's just telling me to go away a while from the rush and termites of the city. So I'm packing Mrs. DePopulos and some other bags in the car. And we are taking a trip out to Pike's Park. I say, we are taking a trip out to Pike's Park.
Oh, you mean Pike's Peak?
What's the difference? He didn't do it anyway.
The mountains are pretty impressive, aren't they, Nick?
Oh, they are tremendous. That is the first time I've ever seen geography standing on its hind feet. Then we are driving to San Francisco so I could show my kids those three big bridges.
Oh, I think you're mistaken, Mr. DePopulos. Two bridges.
Oh, I beg to make a difference to you, Cupid. In San Francisco, there are being three well-known bridges. The Oakland's Bay Bridges, the Golden Gate Bridges...
Yes?
And Harry.
I'd forgotten Harry. By the way, Mr. DePopulos, we brought back a lot of fish from our vacation. Can you come to dinner tonight?
Oh, well, thank you, Cupy. You're having a very kind face to invite us. But we're having to leave right after dinner because Mrs. DePopulos don't like you either. Well, we'll all be over tonight, Fisher. So long, Cupy.
They'll all be over. Heavenly days, is he going to bring all his children? How many has he now, anyway?
Search me. Remember, we've been away 9 weeks. Let's see now. How many are coming? There's Mills. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington. How do you do, Mrs. Uppington?
Well, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? Oh, so nice to see you home again. My, and you're looking so well. I do hope you had a nice vacation, and I... Oh, how do you do, Miss McGee?
Hi, Uppy. Glad to see you.
I just thought I'd stop in and welcome you home. Now, tell me, did you have a good time?
Oh, we certainly did, Mrs. Uppington.
Got quite a mess of fish, too, Uppy. We're having it for dinner tonight. Why don't you stay and have some with us? It'll be the best fish you ever flung a fang into.
Oh, thank you so much, but really, I couldn't.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Uppington. After dinner, we're going to play games. You know, musical chairs and pin the tail on the donkey.
Pin the tail on the donkey? Oh, my, how can you stand it, Mr. McGee?
Quit your kidding, Uppy. You sure you can't stay for dinner now?
Oh, no, quite sure, thank you. Mm-hmm. Some other time, perhaps. I'm expecting some guests over tonight for contract.
Oh, I understand that's a very nice game. We play a lot of cards ourselves. Pinochle and rummy and poker. My favorite is spit in the ocean.
Really? From here? Well, it's so nice to see you again. Do come and have tea with me someday. Good night.
Yeah, goodbye, kid.
Well, I think you'll just have time to run up and change your clothes, dearie, before they come.
I got the time, but I ain't got the clothes. I sent everything I own to the laundry.
Oh, heavenly days. Here they are already. I've got to get busy.
You go ahead, Molly. I'll let them in. Hey, Harlow, where's your wife? I want to see her.
Oh, she'll be along in a few minutes. She had to stop at the beauty parlor.
Where's those fish? I'll believe them when I see them.
Can't we eat right away, or do we have to see those photographs again?
Okay. Take it easy, fellas. I want you to see them fish now before we start cooking them. Hey, Molly.
Yeah, what is
Molly.
Yeah.
Did you call me, dearie?
Yeah, show these fellas them fish.
What fish?
Come on, bring them on.
What you mean, what fish? The trout, you know, in the icebox.
There are no fish in the icebox.
Hey, wait a minute. Quiet, fellas. What'd you say, Molly? No fish?
No.
Why, there must be. I put them in there myself.
McGee, there's nothing there but a big bundle of soiled clothes.
Hey, now. Wait a minute, fellas. I think I know. I think I can explain.
Laundry man. Hey, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, what is it?
About that bundle of fish you sent to the laundry. How did you want them done? Flat finish or rough grind?
Oh, God. Thank you.
And now, we want you to know what car owners throughout the country are saying about the revolutionary new auto cleaner and wax polish, Johnson's Car New. Quote, Johnson's Car New is the most satisfactory and the easiest to use car polish I ever tried. Car New completely changed the looks of my car in 1 hour's time. Unquote. And a woman writes, I gave our old car a wonderful wax polish with Car New, and it didn't tire me at all. When my husband came home, he couldn't believe it was the same car. Unquote. Johnson's Car New both cleans and wax polishes in one easy application. Removes all ugly road film and dirt. Gives the car a dazzling wax polish. Just as Johnson's self-polishing glow coat has made floor polishing easy for millions of housewives, so Johnson's Car New now makes car polishing easy for car owners everywhere. Ask for Johnson's Car New. C-A-R-N-U, where auto supplies are sold or at your regular wax dealer. And then you'll say with thousands of proud car owners, why, your car looks like new when you use Car New.
Folks, we're happy to be back with you again. And on behalf of the Johnson Wax people and our cast, may we say that we're not unconscious of the fact that these are serious days. And bringing you a few smiles to our listeners, we hope we are helping to lift your spirits a little bit. The only members of the animal kingdom who are able to laugh are human beings, so let's stay human as long as we can. Thank you and good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
The selection back-to-back is from Second Fiddle, and Good Morning is from Babes in Arms. This is the National Broadcasting Company.